Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Welcome to another edition of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, we're going to be talking to a teen hip-hop group, the Carolinas. We call the Carolinas BFAM. So we're going to put them online real quick and begin with the interview. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hey, great. I guess to begin with, tell us about yourself. How did you get started? And tell us about your music.
Well,
tell us about yourself first. Go ahead.
Okay, well, tell us about you. So
well, I'm Ziggy, I'm 15, and mostly I just like to have a good time and be in the spotlight as far as my music goes, and yeah, that's basically it as far as me.
Go ahead.
How we got started was we were just having fun. We went to the studio to make a track. We were just having for fun because our dad wanted to do it for us. And then the dude that made the track for us thought it was really good and thought we could do more with it. So he signed us. I mean, we got signed and everything, and then we started trying to do more with it and trying to get out there and become like real artists and make music.
Wow. So how did your music come to you? It's just how do you write your own songs, or they kind of give you an idea and you go from there? How does that work?
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, we write our own songs. A lot of it, I mean, sometimes we become just inspired and we just have, it comes to us. But sometimes we work really hard and collaborate, like the push into like making a song work and just making it real, you know.
Well, how your music come to who do you look for as an artist that's coming up? Any particular people inspire you in your artistry?
Well, mainly I'm influenced by more of the older rappers like Rakim and Run DMC and all that. But there's a few new ones, like not as well known, that also inspire me, like Hotson and, yeah, just a couple other people. I don't really know their names off the top of my head right now, but yeah, there's just mainly just the older people that used to rap.
Okay. And how do you sit there and write your music? Do you play an instrument, or you just rap, or sometimes one person will take one lead, one person will take another lead? So both of you are musicians, or one is a musician and the other one is a lyrics?
Well, We're actually both more lyrics than anything, but I'm starting to try to make beats now and with music. But usually, for me, I actually listen to beats first, and then I write more. My brother's a little better with sometimes, you know, he doesn't even listen to beats; he just writes it. Like more, I mean, both of our lyrics are, you know, kind of poetic at times. We're trying to be deep, but usually his are more so because he's just he's writing without beats at all, and I have the beats, you know, to get my flow and stuff. So that's how we usually make ours.
Okay, so you start with a beat, and then you kind of grew from that, and then you start putting your music together.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so did you guys? How did you get into music? I mean, did you? I know this play around, but did you? And school, were you part of a group or part of a band, or how inspire you just to say, okay, I'm gonna really take off with my passion?
Well, originally when we were a lot smaller, we would sit in the car with our dad and just freestyle just for fun. And then it was like around that time that me and RJ started getting a little more competitive with each other, and that's when we started writing compared to just saying random raps. So
So once we started writing, it slowly got more competitive back and forth with me and RJ. And the more competitive we got, the more serious we got about rapping.
So how you describe your particular style of rapping?
I don't know.
Is it pop?
Well,
or is it gangster? Or kind of tell us what is your particular style?
I mean, all I can describe it as right now is hip-hop. I mean, we're kind of, Ziggy says, a little more old-school hip-hop, but we're, you know, transitioning more Christian songs and stuff. But I think, like, the more songs that I make, the more that I make, I'm becoming more of, like, a hip-hop and then, like, mixed with pop, you know, somewhat. The more that I write.
Okay.
So.
Well, we have one track we're going to play. It's called Brat Swag. Tell us about this Brat Swag before we actually play into it.
Brat Swag. What are you going to talk about? Brat Swag, yeah. Well, it was a couple of verses we already had, and we listened to the beat and stuff. And we mainly just made the chorus when we got into the actual studio because we really weren't prepared to make the chorus. We just had our verses and everything down, and it seemed like the chorus just rolled right into the verses, and it fixed in the beat just perfectly, so. We just got in the studio, we made it, and that's what you're about to hear.
Okay, let's go ahead and play this song, and we'll be back in about a couple minutes. We're going to play Brat Swag.
I'm a military boy, I'm a military brat. QC is what I rep, Charlotte is where I'm at. When I step on the stage, all the girls give me praise. Got my own style. Got my own taste, got my own looks. What can I say? Swag, 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 swag.
The way you rap is so embarrassing. You against me, that's no comparison. You say you're hot, well I'm a lot hotter. You say you fly, then I got your fly swatter. You say you shine, shine, that makes me shine Carter. I'm losing patience, I cannot be a doctor. You say you're sick, well I'm your Tylenol. Oh, you like my kids? Well, watch me wipe them off. They feel so good on my feet, I'm walking pigeon toes. All eyes on me as soon as I hit the dough. The fire's igniting with the lines that I'm writing. Giving the game a lift like it was hitchhiking. I'm here to fix the problem that I've been despising. You made it to the top, now you're gone and hiding. So come out, come out, wherever you are. Show your true fans how clever you are. Show the bling, hold your arm. Now flash the ring and show your charm.
I'm a military boy, I'm a military brat. QC is what I rep, Charlotte is where I'm at. When I step on the stage, all the girls give me praise. Got my own style, got my own taste, got my own looks. What can I say? Swag, 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 swag.
Super bad and loving without the best. Don't have the biggest budget, but I'm better than the rest. With your amount of success, you should be showing your grill. But instead you climb that mountain, now you're just over the hill. See, I'm spitting fire that shakes you like you're cold. And I have the upper hand, so I guess I'll never fold. You didn't know, it's more than spitting flows. I give and go, shaking the D up just like Vogue. So, you know I always fall. When I hit them all, gotta show my love for y'all. And my beats are more solid than the pavement. I'm hitting it hard like I'm playing for the Ravens. And ladies on attack, cause I'm acting like that. They wanna hold me down like a wrestling match. But you know you can't do that, cause I cannot be lashed. 1, 2, 3, that ain't me. You know I just can't be pinned. How could I be on the bottom? All I ever do is win.
I'm a military boy, I'm a military brat. QC is what I rep, Charlotte is where I'm at. When I step on the stage, all the girls give me praise. Got my own style, got my own taste, got my own looks. What can I say? Swag, 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 swag.
Straight out of Charlotte.
Swag, swag.
Born and raised not long out the cradle. Now we're on the stage, we don't act our age. We give the Lord praise. I'm a student of the game, and I made the grades. My rhyme's so funky, haven't bathed in days. Not done by magic, but the saving grace. All day long, I've been rehearsing these so I can hit the stage strong like Hercules. We make music so hot, it makes the streets melt. Take a ride with us, don't forget your seatbelt. Some kids have skills,
I'm so much slobber. I take kids to school, call me the bus driver. From the mic, I'm the bestest. I try to be the freshest, so I put it down like Monique did. Precious, no more guesses. I'ma tell you who I am. I'm Ziggy Bryant with Carolina's Beat Fam. Military boy, I'm a military brat. QC is what I rep. Charlotte is where I'm at. When I step on the stage, all the girls give me praise. Got my own style, got my own taste, got my own looks. What can I say? Swag, 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 swag.
Wow, back with the Carolinas again. So tell us about, you know, we can see how you got your title from. In your opinion, for some people who don't know what swag is, kind of tell us, what is swag?
Well, I guess it's the way you hold yourself. Like, if you, it's just the natural style you have, like, without really trying to have any style at all. It's just what always comes out as far as you dressing and the way you rap. And the way you carry yourself, really.
So, if as an actor or someone that has a certain, kind of tell us, who would that actor be that has a lot of swag? Or musician.
Musician.
I can't really think of one right now.
Musician or actor. Or,
Kanye West does. That's one of the main ones. Most of Young Money, I guess. Yeah, they mainly do.
Okay, tell us about Kanye. What's about him that has the swag?
Well, just the style. Like, I guess the way he sounds when he raps, that's mainly the main reason we think he has swag. And sometimes what he wears is pretty nice, but it's hard to dress badly if you got money.
Wow. So what are you guys inspired to be in the next 5 years in your career?
Well, mainly we want to be touring and just spreading our name to a wider audience, but by that time, just to, I guess, hear ourselves on the radio a little more. And, just having more people listen to our music and more people be touched by it and knowing that there's something with a more positive message than some of the other rappers.
So one of these days we'll probably see you at the Grammy Awards, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully. You're going to still work towards it, huh?
Yeah.
Do you guys do a lot of clubs in the area or events? I think near close to the home. Are you doing any touring for the summer?
Well, we've toured. We haven't really toured. We've performed like two different places, but a couple times for each of them. But we're actually gonna start officially touring in August.
Okay. Any particular spots that you're thinking of going to for some of your fans to know?
I'm not sure. Mainly it's just going to be in the Charlotte area, though. That's just mainly where they are going to be.
Okay. Also, do you have a Facebook page or some other page that if they want to connect out to you, for the people who just hearing you for the first time, how can they follow you?
Yeah, they can. Well, we have Facebook. You can go to www.facebook.com/Carolinas_BFAM, and same on Twitter, twitter.com/CarolinasBFAM, without the underscore in the second one. Yeah.
Okay, and this is your first album or second album?
This is the second album.
There you go. Wow. How it feels to be coming out with a second album?
Well, it feels good. It feels like, I guess, more experience. Like, as far as listening to the first album, it makes us feel like we've changed a lot as far as the quality of our lyrics, and also my voice was the main thing that changed between the two. But Yeah, it's just good to already have one under your belt, so you get a little more experience as far as rapping and all that.
Wow. So anything in the future that we can, besides having a tour that's going to be coming out, anything else we have forward to look for as fans?
Well, we're still making music. You know, we're making them today. We make them every day. We just keep working on it. So you just know the music's not stopping, and it gets better each time it comes out.
What advice would you give a person coming into this particular industry? What advice would you give them?
Well, you have to know people. You gotta see if any of your friends know somebody that has anything like any power in the music industry, and most of it is who you know, like getting promoted. But also you have to be confident, and you can't give up in yourself and your talents. You just gotta keep rapping, or whatever music you're into, just keep working on it and just believe in yourself. And you just have to keep showing people and letting them see who you are and let them see your music.
Wow. And any last advice you want to offer?
Don't let haters get you down. Let them motivate you. And just always believe in yourself. And don't change yourself.
Perfect. And just one last time, your website address is?
Well, you can get us on Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/Carolinas_BFAM, or on Twitter, twitter.com/CarolinasBFAM. And then you can get us on the final website, which is www.mrpellc.com/CarolinasBFAM. And, yeah, that's basically it. And you can read about us on the the last one, mrpellc.com.
Perfect. Well, guys, thank you for coming on the program. Thank you so very much, and I wish you guys the best, and hopefully one of these days we'll see you at the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, thanks so much, man.
Okay, take care, guys.
All right.
Bye. This has been another production of The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. You can download this episode on iTunes on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, thank you for listening, and have a great day. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.